Hello again, and welcome back. I'm Jim Tedder in Washington. We invite you to listen carefully so that you can learn and improve your American English. Today, we talk about health issues. First, we are off to Cameroon to hear how officials are turning against illegal hospitals and their workers. Then, we head east to Ethiopia. Birth control is the subject there. We will have information about a program that aims to help recent mothers to keep from becoming pregnant again too soon. It's a whole new year, and we hope you will make a note to join us every day for As It Is on VOA. Cameroon has begun a campaign against hospitals that offer treatment illegally in the country. The Ministry of Health says thousands of hospitals operating without legal permission are responsible for the deaths of many patients. The government says the campaign includes people who practice traditional Chinese medicine.
Oh, my little baby.
Twenty-seven-year-old Mirabel Indai watches helplessly as her two-month-old baby cries in pain. The mother says she spent the whole night in a private clinic in Yaoundé, but no medical workers were on duty.
I came to the hospital and there's nobody to help. Nobody to help.
Hospital workers have gone into hiding since the campaign against illegal medical centers began. Bijogo Atengana is Secretary General of Cameroon's National Medical Council. He says the council will continue to try to organize the hospitals.
Si vous faites le tour, vous allez voir la prolifération des centres de santé.
He says hospitals are spreading across the country, many of them illegal. He says all doctors working in such places who are not members of the National Medical Council are acting illegally. The government of Cameroon says it has already identified 600 illegal hospitals and health centers. André Mamafouda is Cameroon's Minister of Health. He says the government is targeting hospitals throughout the country and wants to close them if they lack legal permission to operate. Dr. Etunde Albert is one of the officials of the emergency group at the Central Hospital in Yaoundé. He says just a few people are working there, and they have far too much to do. He says the hospital can handle as many as 8 emergencies at a time. He says 20 cases needing less immediate care can be dealt with at one time. But he says it is very important that qualified medical workers are available to treat patients. And he says when an emergency takes place, the hospital should be able to react fast. Dr. Nick Nguanyam directs the St. Louis Higher Institute of Health. The institute trains medical workers. He praises the steps being taken by the government to stop illegal hospitals.
When it comes to medicine, there's no room for mistakes, and so the action is welcome. You go to a hospital, there is the doctor who is genuine. Then there is the nurse who is called doctor. There's the laboratory technician, doctor. Then the nurse aide, doctor. And so doctor, which used to mean something, has become a generic name for anybody in a white coat.
The government is also targeting illegal Chinese medical practitioners. Some Cameroonians suggest that the government should organize the practice of Chinese medicines in Cameroon instead of stopping it. Daniel Kum sought help from a practitioner of traditional Chinese medicine. He praises the treatment. He says he moved from one hospital to another without being helped by the drugs he received. But he says when he took the Chinese medicine, his condition improved. The World Health Organization says that 200,000 deaths that could be prevented take place in the world each year. The organization says this could not happen if people did not use phony or false drugs. Illegally operated hospitals supply most of these drugs. And the International Policy Network says false drugs for tuberculosis and malaria are estimated to kill 700,000 people around the world every year. Thousands of people gathered recently in Ethiopia at the International Conference on Family Planning. Postpartum family planning services are meant to provide birth control for women after childbirth and during the first 12 months of motherhood. The goal is to prevent the new mothers from getting pregnant again too soon, which often has bad health effects for mother and child. The United States International Development Agency operates postpartum family planning programs in 15 Asian and African countries, including Ethiopia. Maternal and Child Health Integrated Program Director Koki Agarwal says these programs are very important.
So if these women were not to use family planning, then they would have shortened birth intervals, which would mean higher risks of mortality for their child. So even 30% higher risk for children who are born when their intervals are less than 3 years.
And she said these mothers have problems with anemia and the ability to breastfeed their child, so the child may not get full nourishment. The plan presented at the conference outlines a record-keeping system of postpartum contraceptive use, easy-to-understand information materials for families, and proposed practices for health workers. Nurse Tigist Yegazu works for one of the 16 health centers in Ethiopia that offers the postpartum family planning program. She does daily house visits to mothers who have just given birth, and tries to persuade families to use contraceptives.
ምንድነው ሾርት ተርም ላይ ጥሩ ግንዛቤ ያለው ህብረተሰቡ እንደ ከተማም አንጻር
በመሆኑ She says there are no problems persuading families to use contraceptives for a short period of time. But male partners mostly refuse long-term use. She says this is a cultural and religious issue, as children are seen as a blessing for the family. Research shows that 95% of postpartum women around the world want to avoid another pregnancy for at least 2 years. Yet 65% do not use birth control. In Ethiopia, only 19% of women with newborn babies use contraceptives. Shasamani Hospital Director Wahid Gabreyiwot says workers at his hospital began offering postpartum family planning services last year. He says the hospital has only been able to help 245 women because of limited resources. Dr. Wahid says it is not clear how they will continue to provide free contraceptives if the Maternal and Child Health Integrated Program stops providing money. Ethiopia has met the Millennium Development Goal target on child survival by reducing its under-5 mortality rate by 67% in the past 20 years. More attention on postpartum family planning could further reduce the number of child deaths. And that's all for this edition of As It Is on The Voice of America. I'm Jim Tedder in Washington with a very short history lesson for this Thursday, the 16th of January. On this date in 1920, the 18th Amendment to the United States Constitution went into effect, banning the drinking of alcohol. But 13 years later, Prohibition came to an end. Stay with us for more Learning English programs in just a few seconds. And there is world news at the beginning of the hour.